into 2 days ago, shoot. About the Maori cats.
Right. So the question over there is, how does Svara play a role, let's say, in the Zikin? When it comes to Ein Onshim Hadin, the issue of Ein Onshim Hadin, we had a Machlokes Tanaim, whether we say Ein Onshim Hadin when it comes to Mamonos. Right? And our Mishnah takes the position that we do learn, we are Onshim Hadin when it comes to Mamonos. Right? So that, then we had a machlokes rishonim whether we should be moikim our mishnah according to those who say ain onshim hadin. Right? Okay. Then the next day we discuss a machlokes rishonim whether kol haterukula is where the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Kol HaTerukula through the system of Ovis and Toldos. Where Ovis and Toldos are unique to Shabbos. Right? There was the Sachacher Rebbe's Ha'ara, the Tzmachlegis, between the Tosas and Shabbos in Bechoris Chafei, and Marikatz. Tzmachlegis Bali Tosas. Now, if you hold that the Sochachev Rebbe himself says that Shabbos is unique, because when it comes to Shabbos, Kadosh Baruch Hu must have defined melachos based on toldos and based on pe'ula and based on the toelos. But outside of that, let's say when it comes to Nezikin, Lechara, the din is all organized around causing somebody else damage. So we have to work out the details of the halacha. It's the next sugya. How I cause him damage. But Achrei Kechleis HaKol, the aside of Nezikin, is I cause him damage to pay for it. So, if you hold that Kol HaTera Kula, if you hold that Nezikin was instructed to us through Avos and Toldos, L'chora you have to say that Onshim and Adin were Nezikin. Right? Because it's really the same. It's the same issue. There's a Kadosh Baruch Hu want us to, in the parsha Nezikin, to employ our Svara and understanding in employing the Halachos of Nezikin. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us four parshas. Mishpatim. According to Chi, he gave us 13 parshas, 11 parshas. According to Vavo, 24 parshas. Now the Kadosh Baruch Hu expect us then to say, to be narrow and say, sure, if it says Nagicha, you chayib to pay. Be'ita, Revitza. No, we're assuming. So that means we're assuming Onshim HaDin. Right, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, certainly in the Zikin, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, wanted us to apply our, to develop the halachas logically. Later on, we'll come to the Sugya, I think, that in Gimel. That's a cornerstone Sugya in the Zikin, in the Mominus. The Hamoitzi Mechabel Araya could either be darshan by a Pasuk or by a Svara. Gemara says, "Svara lomali kra." Have a svara needs a kra. Who needs a pasuk? That line of the Gemara is the Yosei Yosei's that svara is the powerful source of understanding Torah. Certainly in moments, right? So again, so now, so we'll build this up in Yitz Hashem much more accurately once we go further and see the Brisker Rav. But l'chora, both the Mari Katz, who says that the Mari Katz, who says again, Tosfos, who says that Shabbos is unique, and that's obvious and told us. So l'chora, what? Because I have a gzeiros hakosov, right? Argues the Marikatz, who says that kol haTorah kula has obvious and told us. The Marikatz says Shabbos, I needed a special limud because I would have thought that because it's learned from Mishkan, it doesn't have obvious and told us. But kol haTorah kula is obvious and told us. So therefore, it stands to reason that kol haTorah kula will be ancient and adin, except for in the case of Malkus and Misa, because then you don't know whether you've given enough kapor or not. When it comes to Mominus, retrieving a person's loss, makes sense that we would. So it makes sense to say that if you have obvious and told us, and then Oishim and Adin, it's all a piece of art. And the Tosfos in Bechairos, it says that we need a special insight to teach me that the Torah does obvious and told us. So Shabbos have a special limud. By Tumah, certainly have a special limud. By Negom, I have a special limud. So there must be some special limud that got me in Ezekiel. That's what Socha Sherba says. Something can't just be that that by Shabbos I need to have a limud. So what about in Ezekiel, I assume? There must be some. So, what's that special limit going to be? It's coming attractions. We'll see. Probably Reb Chaim says it comes from Asher Lo Yishmeren, the Chi of Shmir. But I'll have to get back to that. So, in the Zikin, we're going to have to find a source for how we expand it through Ovis and told us. So we may not be able to, if I need a makor to expand it, so that could mean, and I would say, v'derech klal ein oinshin min adin, I need a gzeres akosta for kriya and psicha, right? Because ein oinshin min adin by mominus. And then we'll have to explain why the Mishnah said that we can apply certain kinds of svaras, but to be much more specific svaras. Alright? So again, to explain, what we pointed out is that we can now begin to see patterns emerging from the shir on Tuesday and shir on Wednesday. No? Shir on Monday, shir on Tuesday. Right? How is Svara going to play a role in the halachas of Hilchos Nezikin? So the machlokes about whether in Oinshin min Adin and the machlokes about whether obvious and told us are natural or whether they have to be guided by the parsha. So those two machlokes and should line up with each other. Right, so the easy way for it to line up is to say like the Marikatz, to say that Svar works in Kol HaTorah Kula and Shabbat is special Gersh HaKosef, and we would say that Oinshin Min Adin Lugam Min Mamanus. Good, that's consistent. That's an easy Malach, and therefore we apply Svar and we're good. The more nuanced way of looking at it is no, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells exactly which Svaras we can use. Right? Now, once we've accomplished the Bris Kerov, so then we'll be going a step deeper in understanding how the svaras apply. Right? Who's seen the Bris Kerov inside already? And who's seen the Rashi and the Rif inside? Okay, so let's look at the Rashi and the Riff, and then I want you to work on the Brisker Rav, because it says that's what we should be doing. Okay, so let's start with the Riff. You'll need to have learned the first few daf and mikiyas in order to be able to put a lot of this together, but kachi darko shel Torah. Good, so now we're looking at the very first riff. Aleph Amud Aleph. The Riff, you know, was from the Tkufa before the Rambam. The Riff was probably two generations before the Rambam. And the Riffs, this hopefully you've learned in Jewish history. The Mahalach of the historical development of the and what they call codes in halacha, right? Yes, no, we got this down pat. There's an ongoing, two ongoing trends in the mechaber of halacha, how to give Klal Yisrael hachrois in the machlekes and in shas, and how to give Klal Yisrael a sefer kitzur of halacha. Right, so they have easy access. And if everybody would know Shas, so even then we would still be left a lot of open ended machlokes. So not every Baal Habos can figure out, not every Rav can figure out what is the maskon of a sugya. And then not everybody can figure out where they're gonna find the maskon of the sugya. So there was two ongoing trends, whether you organize the code, the Sifrei Kitzur, so you have easy access to the sources, the Makor, so you can figure out how the Achra was made, and then you'll be able to understand the Achra, and be able to apply the Achra accurately, or whether it's better to have the code organized independent of Shas, so you'll be able to find the Sugya, find what you're looking for very quickly. And in Achram, you're not going to be able to find the source. So that was the ongoing, the two trends. So for example, the Rosh adopted the approach that on most of Shas, that it's more important to keep the Hachrois close to the Sugya, so that you can always go back to the Sugya and understand where the Rosh is coming from, with exceptions. Every so often the Rosh wrote a Sefer Kitzur, whether it's on Avelus or on Tfilin or on Mezuzah, it was certain Sefer Kitzur. Right, that was the Mahalach of the Rosh, and that was the Mahalach of the Rif. And the Rambam's Chiddush was Faker, to organize Halacha, all of Shas, independently. So you don't know where, you have no concept of where the Rambam gets Halacha from. So those are the two Mahalachim. Amongst the Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Mahalach of the Rambam was much more dominant. That's why we learned last year, we had the Shari Dura and the Yisur V'Heter, right? The Rashba was the exception, the Rashba was like the Rambam and good. So the Rif says, right, as soon as the Gemara begins, Midiktoni Oveis Mechlal Dikatoldeis, till they say in Kiyetz Venei Eloi, Pirush. What is the Gemara asking? So the Rif explains, Kaven the Kaimlin the Nezek Sholim Mamoinu, Bechazi Nezek, Bechazi Nezek Kinosu, Umuj Hizik Mishalim Nezek Sholim in Aliyah, Vitam Mishalim Chazi Nezek Migufoi. So Be'ina Lameda, Hani told us, the Hani Yoves, Iki Yoitzeben Ninu, to call Muad Minayu, told the delay Kavose, Mishalim Nezek Sholim, Minu Aliyah. Vitam told the delay Kavose, Misham Chati Nezek Migufoi. I told the Dilma, told the Say in Lav, Ki Yoitzei Bohen. Right, so the Rif formulates what was the Gemara's question. That's what we've been saying until now. Every Av has its own details of halacha. When you're a Karen, so you have a detail of Tam and Muad, and you have the din of Mishalem Minu Aliyah. Muad Mishalem Minu Aliyah, and a Tam and Mishalem Migufa. So they told us. The Ita and Revitza, will they also be governed by first three times is a tam, and after that is a muad? Will they also be governed by Chatzi Nezek? Right. Other classic examples: Eish is a chiddush that if something is hidden in your yard and it gets burned by your neighbor's fire, called Tomun, so the Madlik Eish is potter. Right? What are the other quirks of the halacha you have to know? So you have to know the told of Eish. Avnei sakino yom masoi. A person leaves his knapsack on the porch, in the veranda, on the deck, flies off, and it hurts somebody and damages something that he's carrying in his pocket. Or it lands in somebody else's knapsack, right? And damages something inside. So if it's a told of Eish, so then it'll be Potter on Tomun, Chiddush. If it's not a told of Eish, if it's a told of Bor, it'll be Chayv on Tomun. No, what are the other quirks you have to know? Was that? Correct. Shein v'regel. It's part of b'shus harabim. What else? Bor. Tur kelim. Right. So that's the Riv says. Told the same ki yoytzei ben alav ki yoytzei ben. Once we know which of the tolda belongs to, do we apply all the halachis of the of to the tolda, or do we say no? The Yav, the fact that it belongs to Eish means he's Chayev, but he doesn't have all the quirks of Eish. The din of Tomun is unique to fire. It would not apply to a told of fire. The Yav is just Machayev. It tells us that you're Chayev in this kind of Hezek. But the purpose of the Yav told the system, as we said, is not to render that all the halachis of the Ov apply to the Tolda, just like legame tuma, that was not the intent of the Ov in Tolda. The Ov in Tolda tells you that the Tolda is metame, but we have to have other sources to figure out exactly what it's metame. So that's what Rav Papa says, that Yesh, Rav Papa says, there are some that are kiyotzvin, lav kiyotzvin. And the balance of the sugya is to explain Rav Papa, or alternatively, Ravina Ravashi used Rav Papa to organize the first few shiurim of the Zikin. Alright? So that's the easier way to learn pshat in the sugya. Parenthetically, this is Darkei Shel Rav Papa. Right? Rav Papa's approach is always, and halacha is always conciliatory. So yesh, that's why this was pointed out by the Teplik Rav. The Teplik Rav was one of the Gedolei Yerushalayim, one of the fantastic minds of Yerushalayim in the previous door, two doors ago, around the time of Tzvi Pesach. The Teplik Rav, once at a Siyum, He said that the reason why we mention all the bar papas at the end of the siyum, why do all of a sudden we take a break and mention the papa family? So he said, because Rav Papa, throughout Shas, is always the one who says, Neim l'tarvayu. Right, whenever there's a suffix, you say, Avarav, Avasalim, Maidim, Drabbanim, Maidim, what we call Maidim, Drabbanim, Neim l'tarvayu. Pirchis, how many Pirchis of Torah are there? Machlekes, Rav Papa, Neim l'tarvayu. So one C in the Temple of Kerov said that there are 10 times in Shas that Rav Papa says, Neim l'tarvayu. So that's why he had the schus of having 10 children. And that's why we mention all the papas, because we learn Torah Shebal Peh. You can finish a sentence in many ways, but one way to finish a sentence is that even though we learn many, many shitas that may not be la halacha, but Rav Papa was saying, no, every shita is of great value. Ad kerei kach, when we can introduce both shitas la halacha, we do. So Rav Papa was the one who was machshiv everybody's shita as much as possible. So here you have a similar mahalach. Rav Papa says, yesh, no, there is within the zikin you'll find certain toldas that are kiyotziv in. Same style. The story goes that when the Temple Kerov said this, so there was an attendant in that siyum, I forget who it was, I think some of you know, and he said, but Rebbe, there are 11 times in Shas when Rav Papa said, it can only happen in Yerushalayim. There are 11 times in Shas when Rav Papa's name was Tevayim. So the Temple Kerov says, no, because what you're thinking about is the time it says in Sanhedrin, and then there are two Gersois. So I'm going according to the other Gersa. You know, only have in Yerushalayim. Okay, impromptu.
Are you saying here that it's Shabbos and Tomei reconciled?
Yeah, he's saying that you'll find the model of Ovis and Toldis of Shabbos in
people.
Yeah, correct. Good. So now there's a surprising Rashi. The Rashi, if we read Medayik and Rashi, it'd be easier to have Hebrew books over here right now. We'll see why. So what the Bruce Kerov pointed out, look at this with Bruce Kerov's view. Rashi says, Hachamai, right? Hachamai told us to Shabbos Havika Oves, told us to Tumale Havika Oves. The Hacha, here in Ezekiel, told us to Ezekiel Mai. Mi Aminan told us ki Yoitzi Behen, Loishna of Loishna Tolda in Hizek Mishalem, Aydil Maloi. Rashi does not say, like the Rif, that ki yoytzei behen means that they have the same dinim as that category. Rashi says ki yoytzei behen, that they're chayim altogether. Are the toldos chayim, the toldos potter? So you might think that we are being overly medayik in Rashi. So Bruce Kerov points out, very bottom of the page, my shno keren. Right, the Gemara says, "Maishna keren dekavon nois lazik." Uma main chishma zelecha hani nami. All the told us also kavon nois lazik uma main zelecha. So the Rif would say, and therefore they should be potter. Tam should be chayv nezek shalom. Chatzin nezek and the moon nezek shalom. Paying minaliya. No, she says the mechayiv the kavon nois lazik. And then the Bruce Kerov points out that Rashi, in case you missed it the first two times, so Rashi says it twice. Maishna regel the mechayiv dezek motzei. He doesn't say Maishna regel the potter b'shus a rabbi. So I had it three times. So the Brisker Rav says, you see, the Rashi is saying something much more profound over here. That told they saying the world wants to know are the totals chayiv altogether. Then if you have the next is to look at the Rosh, because the Rosh quotes the machlokes whether the totals have the same malachas as the Ovis. Or whether the totals are different malachas than the Ovis. And even if you say till the same kiyotze then. So how's the Brisker Rav says so tzarech ion. What is the nekudas hamachlekes of Rashi in the Rif? As the Rif is saying that the Rif apparently this will is saying. Of course, all of these told us a chayiv. We just need to know whether they have the same halachas as the Ov. And Rashi is saying, no, the Gemara wants to know if they told us a chayiv altogether. That's a very surprising Rashi. I'm mazik somebody, but I didn't do it k'moshe kosev b'terach. I didn't take out my chumash. Didn't look up exactly. I did a different kind of hezek. So according to Rashi, if you hold to the same lab ki yitzibin, I have a habibin. At the end, it's not going to be so surprising because at the end the sugya says totally sayin is ki yitzibin, except for chazin nezek service. Right, so chazin nezek service fits both Rashi and the Rif because chazin nezek service on one hand has different halachas than its ov should be, right? Its ov should be regel, but has the halachas of Karen. So the Rif says, oh, that's my totally saying lav ki yitzibin, right? And Rashi says, if I wouldn't have exeris hakosav, if I wouldn't have halacha lo misinai, I wouldn't be machayev chatzi nezek. It's be a groma, a groma of the behema. Not even my grammar. So you see how both Rashi and the Rif, the maskon of the sugya is tight according to either one. But the Brisker Rav develops the what do you see about their understanding of Hezek that would generate this machlokes. And this becomes a yesod in understanding the of Nezikin. Good.
In this Mahalach of Rashi, the Gemara's example of Tulsay and Lafkirin's event is Tumah. And in Tumah, we don't say that an Adam Tumah is Matame and a Tolda of Tumah is not Matame Chalal. We just say it's a different level of it. So, it seems like it's pulling out of nowhere that Tulsay and Lafkirin's.
No, I would argue with you. I would say that if the Torah would not be Mechadish to me, the Tolda of Tumah, I wouldn't be Mechadish to the Tolda of Tumah. The Ov of Tumah, Tulsay and Lafkirin, means. If Rashi would say, if the told is not specified, I would not be mitame. That's correct. Right? It's following the Neil say. Right? In other words, both the Rif and Rashi are good pshat in told they say in Lav Kiyetzivet. Why is that? Because by Tuma. So the Rif says, the halachis which govern the Tolda are not like the halachis which govern the Ov. Right? Because they're matami different things. Other Mikalim. Bayachlam Ashkin. Skvaldi. Fits perfect in the Rif. Rashi also fits perfect. Because if a Kadosh Baruch Hu would not have told me that there's a Velada Tuma, I would not have said a Velada Tuma. I wouldn't know that there's a Sheni Latuma. I would have said there's going to be a Vaisa Tuma, there's a Velada Tuma, there's Zov and the Mashkin, right? A Kadosh Baruch Hu had to tell me. That a person who carries Mishka of America of Hesed, but I wouldn't have said that the Ov of Tumah generates. Shabbos, I would have said a Kadosh Baruch Hu tells me I can't do certain kinds of activity, right? Shabbos, Shvisa. It fits very well.
Then what's the comparison to come in the first place.
The comparison is exactly that, according to Rashi. That unless the Rabbonu, that do I say, according to Rashi, yeah. Do I say that absent of the Rabbonu Shem giving me a Gilui, that Be'ita and Revitza and Neshicha are Chayev, I'm not going to know the Chayev. I would not know, correct. I would know, correct. Right? Tolsen, Kies and me, go ahead.
Is that just the same question as Enon Shemenadin?
So that's, I said, these are sure are connected, correct. We are building up Binyanim over here, correct. Correct. I would not be so quick to collapse them together. But we do have, once you see the Briskerov and the Rash and the Riff, we're going to have to make sure that all our Shurim are consistent. Om Chinamandin and the Mari Katz and Tells, correct. They are. Every Shur was independent on itself, but Bez Hashem, as we go deeper and deeper, so we have to either connect them or. Retool them. Correct. In other words, all of the shurim that we're discussing now, with the exception of Hasra, all are in the same larger parsha of how Svara is going to help us understand the Zikin. How it's going to. Right? Now, according to the Rif, that's a very small part of the sugya. It's more about the details of the. Right? Good. Okay, listen a little bit, Ramban. Tell me what you want to do. It depends how much you remember from previous years, if you want to do something entirely new. In previous years, there is a very important Ramban about Somchna Lanes. And there's an important Ramban on the rainbow. So the two, but if you remember them, then we can do. There are many important Rambans. So if you have a. Correct. I'm sorry.
I vote rainbow.
Was that?
I vote rainbow.
You vote rainbow.
I don't remember.
Phil, what do you say? What's that?
I think rainbow wins.
You remember the rainbow? Okay. Zos Osabris. Just to remind us of the Chashivas of the Ramban and Chumash, is that it's one of the Yesodos of Hashkafa. For Klal Yisrael, Chassam Sefer says that the Ramban and Chumash is one of the Sifri sort of a philosophy of Hashkafa, and we know a lot of the ideas of Schar Va'Onesh, Neis Tis and Neis Nigla, Somcha Al Neis are well developed Yisrael Semuna in the Ramban and Chumash. In addition, the Ramban wrote his Sefer on several levels. He was concerned about Pshat, he was concerned about Hashkafa, And he was concerned about Sod, so we don't get into the Sod. But he was concerned about the literary interpretation of the text, as well as the storyline. Different Rishonim differ on that. So Rashi is the king, as the Ramban writes. Rashi is the Yesod of Klal Yisrael. Everybody has to be well versed in Chumash Rashi. But after one is well versed in Chumash Rashi, so then the Ramban is the next Sefer Yesod in Chumash. And the Ramban opens up. When you learn the Ramban, and then after begin to appreciate that so many of the later Svarim were written with having already absorbed the Ramban's ideas. Paul should read Machai, that's clear. Machai is heavily quoting the Ramban. But you'll find even that the Svarna, although it's different, is addressing issues the Ramban addresses. And then we see the later Svarim, I often point out how the Svasemis is heavily based on Ramban's. Arachayim addresses Ramban's issues. Hamikdover, Meshech Chochma. So the later Svarim all assumed, they worked in that same constellation. So here the Ramban addresses the Psukim. This is after the Mabul is over. Vayomer Elokim El Noach El Banav Ito Leimar Vani Hineni Mekim Es Brisi Itchem. The Ramban points out that throughout the story of the Mabul, it's always Elokim, with the exception of when HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts the Korbanos, then it's Hashem. And the Pashtus is because Mabul is a Parsh of Din. And even though Noach is the recipient of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachamim, but that's Bedin. Ramban, the very first Ramban of the Parsha, is that Noach deserved to be saved. He's a tzaddik. He didn't deserve to get. And Ramban even says it further. Ramban says that the reason why Noach's family is spelled out before the Mabul is to say that Noach's children deserve to be saved because of Noach. Perush HaDvarim, and this is Ramchal makes this point much later on, is that the pain that Noach would have suffered when he had lost his immediate family would be so outrageous that Kadosh Baruch Hu therefore had to save Noach's family so that Noach himself would not suffer unjustly. It's part of the temimus of Kadosh Baruch Hu's din. The only time when he says Yudkei Vovkei is by the accepting of the Korbanos, and the Ramban says it's part of a much bigger picture which he'll describe in Vayikra. Korbanos are part of the Midas Rachman of Ribbono Shel Olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu mekabel the korban bimkoyim the person, and then Kadosh Baruch Hu responds by establishing a bris that he won't bring a mabul. That's not a din. That's rachman. Right? To say that no matter what happens, Kadosh Baruch Hu will not react. That can't be din. Past performance is no indication. Right? So the that has to be midas. That's why it's in midas. That's why it came up. Okay? So over here, Yomer Lekimol Nech Vavonav Leito Leimar, and he make him as brisi itchem, v'zarachem achareichem. We're going to establish a bris, v'as kol, and with all of the plitei mabul, v'akimoisi brisi itchem, v'likoris kol boser oy mimei mabul. And then he says, v'yomer Lekim. I've made this bris, right? The deal is, the bris itself, the deal is that Kadosh Baruch Hu will never destroy the world again. He'll never destroy all of living life again. The Shachei Soretz. Vayomer Elekim. Zos Os Habris. Asher Ani Noisein Beini Uveinechem Uvein Kol Nefesh Chayshri Itchem Ledoi Rois Oilom. Now I'm going to establish not only the bris, but I'm going to give you a simon for the bris. Es kashti nasati be'anon. Alright, so that's going to be the simon. Alright? And when I bring my clouds, and the rainbow will appear in the clouds, Vizacharti es brisi asher beini uveinechem. Vizacharti, and I will remember, I had remembered my bris, asher beini uveinechem, uvein kol nefesh chayev, v'chol bosa v'liya, odamayim l'mab l'shachez kol bosa. V'hoyeso hakeshes v'onon u'risiyo l'zkor bris oylon bein elokim uvein kol nefesh chayev v'chol Bosser ala oretz v'yerman kemal noach zos os bris sheri kimoisi b'ini v'bin kol bosser asher ala oretz. All right, what are the questions that you have to pose on this parsha? No. Go ahead.
Why a rainbow?
Okay. So you can make it a little bit of a deeper question, and that is, we understand the rainbow to be a natural phenomena, of the refraction of light through the droplets that are still hanging. So if a Kadosh Baruch Hu said, this is going to be, does that mean a Kadosh Baruch Hu changed the world after the world was created? Next, okay? So how is the keshes an ois bris? What else?
It's all lashon avar.
It's all lashon avar. He didn't make him. But v'hoya be'onani anan al ha'oretz v'nir asa v'zocharti v'hoisa keshes urisiya. The keshes will have been urisiya means.
It will have been seen.
Okay. Okay. Good. Effie, good.
What did we do to get this bris? Like, if we deserve to get the shvayva mishan?
Because that, I mean, it's a kasha. The Rashi's approach to that is that without the bris, so Noach would have. It would be hard for Noach to reinvest himself in the world. He needed a bris in order to be able to. That's how Rashi addressed that. He had not anything to deserve it. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu understands human nature. If Noach just came out of a mavel, so why should he get to work again? Go ahead.
Second year to your days.
Yeah.
Hashem says that the bris is between him and.
Okay, so the Oretz could be broader term. It also goes back to say nefesh kol chai b'chol boser. What else? How about the repetition? Vayomer lekim melnoch zos osa bris asheri kimosi. V'ni hidni mekim zos osa bris asheri kimosi. Yud Beis and Yud Zayin, redundant. V'zacharti is bris in shem b'nevechem. V'hoyisar kesh v'onon v'risiyo lizkor bris. What is Tes Zayin adding? Next, if I were to ask you when. Given the context that the rainbow is a os bris, so when would we expect there should be a rainbow?
Before the rainbow.
Was that?
Before the
rain. Before any rain at all. Before the rain gets bad. Before the hurricane lands from offshore. First forecast, second forecast.
Depends who the
keshes
is for. Is it for us or the
Rosh? Assuming it's for us, that the Os Bris is for us. Was that?
Was
that?
When the rain was done, but he was still in the Teva.
No, I mean later generations.
Partially before, so you're comforted that it won't destroy the world.
So, what's on the Onanala Oritz? And then that says this the very Lamaisa, does the rain ever come before the storm? So it was after the storm. Because those are the kashas. Let's see how far we get. What's the deal? Barrel, Ephraim, large enough? You can see, it's good. A larger, bigger font, we're good?
It's fine.
Okay. So reminds me, Mashma min ha'ois hazeh shlehoye keshes v'anon b'mayse b'reishes. Sounds like the rainbow is not part of the sheshes may b'reishes. Otherwise, what's the Baruch Hu saying? I'm giving to the Brooklyn Bridge. It's there already. Now they're going to make it to a nose bris. The atom bara Hashem chadosha. Because Baruch Hu made a new bria. La'asoyis keshes v'shemayim b'yoyim anan. V'omru b'tam ha'ois hazeh. Ki akeshes loy osa o shiuraglov lemala shiira ki ilu min a shemayim morim bo v'omru, and they said that some misera that the reason why the rainbow is the shape that we have it is because the rainbow is the bow of a bow and arrow. So would the bow of the rainbow face the world? That means that the Rabbonu Shel Olam is aiming at the world, shooting the arrows at us. But since the bow is turned upwards, that means that Kadosh Baruch Hu was going to put down his weapon. Right? Ki akesh es le'osa shiraglu l'malo shiira ki ilu min ha'shamayim moirim boy. The ends of the rainbow are not upwards, because that would appear as if God was shooting at us. The Yishlach Hitzav the Yafitzayim Boaretz, I will also behevech mizeh. But he turned the rainbow around. Laharosh lo yoru bo min hashemayim. He's not shooting at us anymore. But chayin derech anilchomim laafoych oisoy biyadom kocha kashigul the shalom lemishekin negdom. And he says, and that is the way that people used to surrender. That one was the white flag. The original white flag was on top of the bayonet. Right? And they came out with the bayonet up, that means we're not using these weapons anymore. Right? Or one form of surrender was to hold the weapon in a way that you could not shoot. So apparently, in the times of bows and arrows, when the army that was getting vanquished wanted to show that they're surrendering, so they would walk out with their bows immobilized. How do you immobilize a bow? By having it face you. Right? So there, that's why that's the pshat. Right? So Daniel said, why the bow? So that was the weapon of that time. And that was the way that the Rabbonu Shalom showed, I'm not surrendering. I'm done. Hold on. V'od, she'ein l'keshes yoyse l'chonein chitzim alav. And once you have the bow facing up, so you can't use it with arrows. V'nachnu al karchenu na'amin l'divrei ha'yivonim shemilat ha'shemesh v'avir. Now we al karchenu, I guess he means we're not scientists ourselves, so we have to trust the science of the times of the Greeks. Shemilat ha'shemesh, the heat of the sun, ba'avir alach, in the moist air, yakeshes bitolado, creates the rainbow. Because sometimes you'll see that if you have the water in a bowl, I've never seen this, but sometimes you'll see, apparently you'll see a rainbow form in a laboratory, right? The closer you come to that is if you drive from here to Canada. So there is something called the Rainbow Bridge, where one can see a rainbow almost all the time, because the mist from the falls is rising up and the sun refracts through the mist. The Kashenis Dakel Ode, the lush, it's a dangerous place to drive because everybody's looking at the rainbow and it's all different. The Kashenis Dakel Ode, the lush, Hakosev Novin Kane. And we would understand this from the Pasuk itself. The Kashenis Dakel Ode, we look carefully, we see it in the Chumash. He omers Kashti Nosati Ba'onon. I already placed my rainbow in the clouds. So that nasati means nasati is new, past, the past participle. No, nasati. I had placed already. Nasati, I had put this already. Right, nasati. Whenever the Torah uses past as opposed to future with the vav hipoch, then it's past participle, ahead, right? The Odom Yodas Chava doesn't say Vayed Odom Chava. So Rashi says that he had already given birth to Sheis. So the perfect past in Chumash, when it's not a Vav Hipoch, is the perfect past. Had done it already. So I have done this already. V'lo Omar Ani Noisein Ba'onon. And it's particularly important in light of what Daniel said, that so much of the parsha is in the past. Kasher Omar Zois Os Habris Asher Ani Noisein Umilas Kashti Marvish Aisali Keshes Techila. He says, my bow, right? This Kashti Nasati, the bow that I already had, I had already placed Misheshes May Gracious. Because Rose, I didn't create anything new after the Mabul. I already had this. I knew there'd be a Mabul, and I knew that I would have to give another Haftocha after the Mabul. So I already put my surrendered bow in Teva from before. V'ulachein nefaresha kosav akeshes shenasati banon miyoyim abriya. That the rainbow that I put already in place from the time of creation, tiyem in ayoyim hazeh v'hola, l'ayis bris b'nyu v'neichem. What's the ayis bris? Kol zaman she'er'ena, whenever I will show it, azkir ki bris sholem b'nyu v'neichem. I will remember, I will mention, I will remind you that we have an ois bris that I can't destroy the world. No matter how disappointing the bri has become, no matter how far they strayed from the original plan, and how rampant the zanus is, because Baruch says the whole world will not come. And that means, probably, that to a huge extent, every major advance will have its place and will endure. I can't say that with certainty, because you get a major advance and it stays in one small place in the world, and that can be destroyed. But it means that any major advance that's already nafots will survive, will endure. Many of human accomplishments are going to endure because of Baruch Hu promises that the entire world will not be destroyed. The imti vakesh. Ma tam v'keshes liyos os, and if you want to know what's the purpose of the bow being an os, hinehu kitam eid hagal hazeh ve'eid ha'matzeva v'chein ki im sheva kvosos tikach miyodi v'avurti alila eida. So now, why do we need an os? What does the os do for us? Because the Baruch gave us a promise. We won't destroy the world anymore. The oath has to be extremely important, besides the partial chumash, because Baruch said, I already did this in Sheshet Ha'Breishis. I had this oath ready. Right? I already put in Sheshet Ha'Breishis that this world, the Medrash says that Kadosh Baruch Hu had destroyed seven worlds before this world, six worlds before this world. Right? That's why one of the reasons why creation is not in such strong footing. Because Chazal said that there were worlds before this world, that there were destruction before this destruction. But Kadosh Baruch Hu said, but this one is here. Here to stay. So I already put an ois bris in the Bria. He wasn't megalit until we came close to losing the entire world. But he already had made a haftacha that this world is going to endure. Now he's making haftacha that human civilization and that the chayus, and as we know it, this creation is going to endure. So why do we need to have a sign? So he says, but people do that. Lot and Lavan and Yaakov made a sign with each other. Sheva kvasi tigach miyodi, bavartia li le'eda. Later on, Avimelech, Yitzchak, they're going to have tangible indications of treaties. Ki kol dovar nira sheyusam lefnei shnai maskiram in yandodr beineyem yikrois. An oath is something that the two, a tangible sign of an agreement that two parties made. V'kol haskomo bris, in any agreement, v'chein b'mila, even the bris mila, l'ois bris, b'nei b'neichem, the bris mila is a sign of something much that is not tangible. V'avur haskomo shimbolu kol zera v'am l'ovde ishkem echad. V'od ki kasher tira v'hipach hanizkar, Yezecher l'sholim kasher kosavni. So number one, he says that the reason there's an oath is because that is what human beings do. So what's the Ramban saying? If Kadosh Baruch Hu catered to human needs, if two people make an agreement with each other, so they need to have some tangible memorial of that agreement. Otherwise, each party is afraid that the other will walk away from it at some point. But if we have a tangible agreement, tangible sign, so what prevents me from walking away? No? Why is the tangible sign any more significant? Why do I have more confidence? You and I made a deal. Right? We both made the deal. Now, why do we have more confidence in the deal when we have a tangible sign between us? Why do we have more confidence when we have an oath? Because of the American legal system? Because they can take you to court? That's like the American mind. They get a court and they get my rights. So the Jewish mind also, they get a basin, right? And get, right? But when Avimelech and Yitzchak, When Lavan and Yaakov made a sign, so what was the purpose of the sign? And if Yaakov would violate the sign, they're going to go to the what's it called, the Hague. They're going to go to the national, and they wouldn't have made a sign. They wouldn't have had a pile of stones.
The decree to coal.
Was that
the decree to coal?
Maybe to give it a certain publicity. Okay, because Baruch was saying, "I'm willing to make that level of commitment for you." No one else.
For you, it's a little bit more shabbat. For humans, I feel like it's having that. But when it's on your mind more, and you have that constant reminder, you're less likely to deviate from.
For human beings, it's a. You're saying it's a reminder. Don't forget, it's a reminder. Redervis. It's a degree of certainty. The deal was made. right? We don't have a suffix. By doing a tangible physical action, right? We know that there was, that we may quibble exactly the details, but we know there was some kind of agreement. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, and this in and of itself, I think, is a fascinating ha'ara in the Os Bris. Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying, not only am I making a bris, and am I introducing a level of midas harachamim, and I'm giving you a sense of certainty, but I'm even giving it to you on your terms. That's not a besaira, a kabbalah. Everybody knows I was a noyach had a conversation. Because I'm going to meet you on your terms, human beings. So that already is a Kadosh Baruch Hu also. The whole sense of the post-mabul, kinyet leva odem ramin ura. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is conceding. Human beings are imperfect. And human beings are going to have errors. And we're going to have need tikkunim. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give you an oath. And the very giving of the oath is a concession. Because that's why human beings make deals. Va'od ki kashet tira bipach ha-nizkar. When you'll see the overturned bow, yezecher l'sholem kasher kosavna. You'll remember the peace that we had, the agreement of peace that we had. Uvein shetia akeshes ata vein shehoisum erilam ateva hatam ba'oishem ba'echadu. He says it doesn't really matter whether the Greeks were right, whether they're wrong. It doesn't really matter. The point is the same. Was there a new Bri after Mabel? Doesn't matter. Point is the same. But now, the Chazal have a Soid. Now, usually the Rambam says you don't go into Soid. I want to just give you a sense of the Soid, because otherwise it's very hard to make sense of the Psukim, of the repetition. So this is a very sharp example of where, certainly according to Ramban, one can only understand the pshat in the psukim through some resorting to the Sifrei Nista. Omer Bereishis Rabba, Eskashti Nasati Ba'anon, Kashosai Dover Shehu Mukosh Li, something which is compared to me. Right? That is why there is a mahalach that one is supposed to look at the rainbow. Because the rainbow is an emanation of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Dorishu mukashli. I'm going to give a physical representation of the Ribbono Shel Olam. All right, again, so now we'll look at it in a very shallow way. All right? The multi colors of the rainbow, right, that encompass the basic colors, so that is an emanation of Kadosh Baruch Hu that's Kol HaKol. Right, the ability for all the colors to coalesce in one place, that's a representation in this world of Yichud Hashem. So the substance of the oaths. Elokoshin the period of Ayoba Nani Anon. But they were, the gracious Rabbi says, but they had difficult understanding what's ba'anani anon, when it begins to cloud over. Rabbi Yudin, b'shem Rabbi Yudin, Rabbi Simon, Omer, Moshel li'echot shebiyodei soiles reiseich, u'bikish litno al benoi, v'nosel abdoi. Person who has, Moshel, a person who has burning flour, and his children deserve to get a patch, and instead he's Rachmanus and he throws it on an Eved, so that the children are saved. Vishom Od, Vaisa Keshes Ba'anon, where we see, in other words, there's supposed to be a Mabel, because Baruch said, I'll let the hurricane end up being on over the spin itself out over the ocean. There were two levels of Midas Adin, Do we discuss this, Rosh Hashanah? That's many of the Svarim and the Starim talk about that the second day of Rosh Hashanah is a that's made as a din rafa. Because how can you have two dinim back to back? It's a different pshat. And the Rav also discussed this in one of his Svarim. That the Midas has in one of his lectures. So the Midas HaDin is everyone being judged based on their merit. Midas HaDin Rafa means people being judged, different interpretations. One interpretation, being judged on their involvement in community, in the world. Midas HaDin Kasha means, am I doing mitzvahs, nothing mitzvahs? Am I learning, not learning? You're Shemaim, not your Shemaim. Midas HaDin Rafa is, am I a contributor to Kadosh Baruch Hu's world? Am I doing something positive? So so V'hayob Anani Onon, that's one interpretation of the two kinds of Midas HaDin. V'hayob Anani Onon Al Haaretz, right? According to the Sod, it's, and when there will be a time for Hester upon him. Again, this is the Niglish minister. It's just a time of what. But when there'll be a reason for me to hide myself, I'm referring to the Nonim, because it's the rainbow does not appear in the clouds. Appears after, but it means is when the Rabbonu Shalom had reason to have a Hester upon him, the Nirasa Keshes upon him. So instead of Hester upon him and allowing the rains to continue, and they continue, the Nirasa Keshes upon him. The Zacharti is Brisi Asher Beniu Beinechem Uvein Kol Nefesh Achay Kol Bosa. So remember that there's a Midas Hadin Kasha. And there's a Midas HaDin Rafa. Right? The Midas HaDin Kosha is what we usually see in the Midas HaDin. And there are other ways to be evaluated. Vayob Anani Onan Al Oretz Shlo Yora Hashem Ponov Eileo Mechatos Yosheveha V'Niris Midas HaDin Sheli V'Anon. And when there'll be Hester Ponov, because of our averus, there's Chorus Abris V'Zechar Rachamim V'Echmol Al Atof Hashem V'Oretz, and I'll have Rachmonos on. That's another way of looking at the Midas HaDin Rafa, means to look at the Tzibur, to look at the cloud. V'ineo ois habris hu ois hamila v'abrishabo v'loshen ha'mikro ois nois ma'od le'inyan. Right? So now, v'im zachis alav in divrayim teda ki perish ha'kosav ke. And if you understand the sod, you'll understand that that's pshat and psukim. Kashti shemidas hadin Hanusunu be'anan be'eis adin tiel ozbris. So let's just go back to Pesukim and see what the Ramban explained. So Ramban explained, Vayomalekim ol noyach v'bonavitolimor. I'm giving you a bris. Alright? And the bris is with all the yoytzei teiva. And the bris is that I will never destroy the world again. V'lo ye'od ma'bul ashach hazaretz. Vayomalekim zos os habris. Alright? So now, the pshat is that I'm giving a concession to human needs, and I'm even going to consent to meeting you and giving you a sign that human beings usually have between themselves. However, says the Sefer Nestorim, Zos Os Abris, I'm going to give you an understanding of our bris. I'm going to explain to you. It's not Stam, a deal, I'm not destroying you. Those osa bris. I want you to understand the bris. Asher ninoisim meinu veinechem. Uvein kol nefesh chasher itchem ledoris oilem. Es kashli nosati. I have already placed my keshes my interest in having shalom. And this will be a sign that I believe what he's saying, I'm not sure, there's a midas adin rafa, that I will evaluate you not only in terms of your own deeds, but your place in the world itself. And when there'll be a reason for Esther upon him, the nearest catches upon him, and you'll see that there's a rainbow, so then you'll know then you'll understand that that I remembered the bris. What was that bris? So here is referring to some emanation of the Ribbono Shel Olam. There was a certain quality of the Kadosh Baruch Hu that appeared through the Esther Panim, where we see this korbis olam bein elokim, between the midas hadin ubein kol nefesh chayav v'chol basar shir al ha'aretz. In other words, again, the way the Rabban projects this is that I put aside the midas hadin, like this, the burning silas, and instead I did a midas hadin rafa. I put aside my expectations of you and your shemayim and the way that you relate to me, and instead I evaluated the way that tzibur relates to me, the way you relate to the tzibur, the way you relate to different parts of the world. Midas hadin rafa. So that's the, according to Ramban, important for us to appreciate. Number one is that the psukim themselves, and in this particular case, Ramban says, this is not standard. Ramban says, in this particular case, without the nister, it's very hard to appreciate why it's not redundant. And with the nister, we're able to appreciate two very important yesodos in that go beyond the pshat. Right? The pshat is, Kadosh Baruch Hu is conceding to human needs. Humans have a need to have a bris, an os bris, but according to the Svar Makadoshim, it's that the substance of the Anan is that the Ribbono Shel Olam has a part of the Ribbono Shel Olam's kol el hakol, and therefore he relates and is an interest and is accessible to all forms of his Bria, that he's interested in the maintaining of the Bria, and therefore even in times of Hester upon him, Kadosh Baruch Hu will find different ways of evaluating us so that he can have Rachmanas on us. And that's the and again there's much more to be understood, but this is the a little bit of a time of the, what the Ramban presents. Okay. We'll dive in the Mincha.